A conference this week in Rome and at the Vatican brought together philosophers, neuroscientists, and leading international figures in artificial intelligence, exploring technology's impact on art, culture, and the human mind. One participant expected an explosion of creativity, while another compared AI to a race car capable of great acceleration, but also in need of highly effective and reliable brakes to prevent it from crashing into walls. A similar conference of scholars met in Indonesia to discuss AI and promoting human dignity, fraternity, and peace. Season of Creation highlights link of climate change, world's conflicts. The 11th World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation on Sept 1 began the season of creation through Oct. 4, calling on Christians around the world to unite in prayer and action for the protection of creation. As the world continues to witness the suffering and destruction caused by the climate crisis, Pope Leo XIV continues to highlight how climate change is closely intertwined and fuels conflict, displacement, and injustice. During the season, people of goodwill are invited to take part in this ecumenical initiative and reflect on its theological dimensions. In addition, Pope Leo is offering his September prayer intention for the care of water. Catholic groups ease suffering after Nepal floods. Caritas Nepal is ramping up its aid to be able to reach up to 4,000 families affected by the recent flash flooding in Nepal that left more than 1,100 dead and some 5,000 missing. The head of the International Catholic Aid Organization, Caritas Internationalis, supported the efforts there, and he pointed to the extreme heat experienced in Europe this summer. We must all face the climate chaos that is so evident all around us and commit to do what is necessary to care for our common home, said Secretary General Alastair Dutton. Haitian immigrants in U.S. face deportation to violent island nation. Pope Leo encouraged increased aid for Nepal, and he urged the release of hostages following a massacre in Haiti. A missionary spoke of resilience and hope among Haitians facing violence by armed gangs controlling in the Caribbean nation, and the need for more aid there. A Haitian bishop expressed his concern for some 331,000 Haitian immigrants to the United States who face deportation to Haiti after American courts approved the Trump administration's termination of the Temporary Protected Status, TPS, for the immigrants. Christians are spectators. Church must engage reality, Pope says. The Holy Father began a new series of talks during his weekly Wednesday audience by discussing the Second Vatican Council, S. Gaudium et Spes, document on church engagement with the world. In a time marked by tensions, conflicts, and many changes, the church is called to be at the service of humanity by engaging with reality, especially in the face of the rapid and profound changes, Pope Leo said. We cannot remain as unengaged spectators. Rather, we must listen with our hearts, allow ourselves to be challenged, and become involved. With Christ and sustained by the power of His Spirit, believers are called to take on the burdens of their brothers and sisters, especially those who are crushed by injustice, discrimination, and violence. In Canada, religious freedom confronts state neutrality. Following new instructions by the Government of Canada, barring military chaplains from referencing God in certain contexts, Bishop Scott McCaig spoke about the dangerous precedents this policy can set, the road that led to these instructions, an interfaith committee dedicated to confronting this policy, and the hope that Canadian Catholics have. Amid conflict, church must bear witness to service and hope. Latin Rite bishops from Arab regions met this week with Pope Leo, who urged the church to confront conflict and division with solidarity for the poor and bear witness that it is possible to live and hope together. Conflict was on the minds of Nigerian Catholic bishops as they condemned recent massacres and kidnappings in the African country, as bandits attacked an Islamic mosque and abducted 60 worshipers. When children go hungry. International aid groups are leaving Ethiopia, but church-run assistance programs like those supported by the New York-based Catholic Near East Welfare Association continue to feed children who cry from hunger. Share this story.